Children of light, your time is at hand. As warriors, you have come to keep the light burning in all hearts, in all lands. This your work must now begin. Children, clouds are drawing near. Shadows cover the land. Freedom must be your song. Love your melody. Spread God's peace in love's perfume. May God's joy lead your way. Never forget who you are. You are all that can be.
That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program. Let's find out with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce. How's everybody tonight? We just got through Lionsgate, but the energy is still here through tomorrow night, and it's exciting. I hope a lot of people felt it. We'll be talking about the aftermath and what's coming in the world, because we're going to talk about the world, the election, and other countries too. So here we are. You know, tonight is call-in night. And the number to call is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Please, only one question. And we need your name, city and state you're calling from, and your birth date. Okay? Okay, here we go. After Lionsgate, you will find yourself going to a higher frequency involuntarily, and you will be aware of this. The Lionsgate closes on August 12th, but the energy remains, and it should remain through the end of the year. You will feel the light coming into your body, and this is permanent and will be held there as you are carried forward. You have a graceful presence that surrounds you now. Your new light glow can be seen by others in your presence. After you're holding this light for a while, spiritual endowments will begin to give you information through the power of the divine and through grace. And I'm sure this you will welcome. This process is called grace in the becoming. I'm going to say that again. Grace in the becoming. You will see that you are living on earth as you have been, but without seeking the same experiences and fulfillment that you have been doing. You are no longer in separation and can feel your oneness with everything. In oneness with all things, your consciousness is no longer separated, and this whole experience will transform your method and your way of living completely. There's a new sense of living within the habitat of creation as it has been, but endowed with a full sense of how things are created. A life living in poverty and lack makes no sense because it doesn't matter to you what is in your physical presence. That's because all is changeable. And you know, the great yogis and teachers have always known this. Alterable, changeable, and cannot signify if you are unwell at the moment. Because you can remove any illness out of yourself and magnify what is pleasant and feel the way that you are comfortable with. You have the ability to transfer all things out of your reality. And you know, I did that in 2023 in January. I was out to lunch with my girlfriend in Florida, and I started to have a stroke, and I started to refuse it right away. I said, I'm not having this in my body. It's going out of my body. I'm sending it back out to the universe. And it took me some time. It did. It took me about maybe 8 months to a year, but I've worked really, really hard, and I am transformed from where I was to where I am now. Your physical body is not as dense as it has seemed. The body is not felt when touching a physical object in its density. It doesn't register as a significant object because it can change. You can alter its shape. You can make it feel different to yourself. Kind of like scratching wool on your skin. You don't have to feel that anymore. With your mind, you can take that sensation away. It's amazing how it works. You can alter this energy and thus make whatever is suitable to your thoughts and desires. Your perception and knowledge about objects and things has changed. In oneness with everything, you can alter the objects and everything around yourself, but be aware that you are still living on Earth. It's very interesting, and I think that it's going to come on people gradually. I don't think it's going to be instant. You have a physical body, and you can transform it to some degree. But not always. However, you do not wish to alter many things. Some things about your body will stay the way they are. Some things are unalterable. Your movement with landscape is different. There's a great change in consciousness awareness and in the understanding of the physicality around you. You're going to feel very, very different about where you are, where you're going, when you're in the car, when you're walking in the store. It won't be the same. Not all of us are going to feel this oneness presence. Some will feel themselves repelled, held apart, and will not participate in the ascension upgrade. You will feel them and their experiences, and you will have sympathy and great compassion for their hearts. They are suffering, and it will feel as if the earth has divided itself. Yet all will have the inner power to make these changes, but energy will not enable those who are unwilling to shift. We all still have free will. Their souls cannot come back to this upgraded planet, but they will remain here until their present lifetime is finished. There will be many who will feel the earth is having a great loss, but others will feel that the earth is a new place of harmonic convergence. where all light beings will feel and experience the oneness, all within one great vibration of life. You feel the earth within you as a part of you, and feel the sense of what it is to be human. This living awareness will be on the planet soon, and it will be here in full by April of 2025. With your soul and spirit becoming one organism, this experience will be here soon, and then how you light workers find yourself in service. What's going to happen next? Well, you will be able and capable of journeying from a state of suffering into the state of awareness. There will be thousands who are seeking the light and who wish to understand themselves and are open to understanding. Those that choose light and not fear will be able to rise above and disappear from the negative forces that are about to be put into place worldwide. We will shift. We will no longer try to hang on to the old and begin to realize that those things we let go of actually don't matter that much. Mentor is my guide. Mentor is a very high being. He lives beyond the third universe, on the loka with all the great masters. And he gave me this information that I'm about to give to you. And they don't give me exact dates because that never really happens. But I have been given the order of events, like this will happen before that, etc. In January of 2020, the U.S. had a Pluto return. This is a 240-year cycle, and Pluto brings us our karma. It removes anything that is not authentic or in balance with the universe. Hence, our government is being scrutinized, and many secrets are coming out into the open. This is huge because that energy questions why was the U.S. and America formed and now is asking us how has it worked out. If you look back in history and other powerful countries like Rome and Greece, every 250 years or so, there's a major change, usually a very disruptive change. Countries fall. There's death to leaders. Our countries rewrite their rules and laws. Basically, countries have become unrecognizable from their original origins, for good or for ill, depending on the culture and the collective consciousness. This is the first Pluto return for America. And I talked about the terrible 20s at least 5 years before we hit 2020. This began with the Saturn-Jupiter conjunction in January of 2020, and it's a 7-year cycle, and it's in Capricorn. And Capricorn represents governments and corporations and universities and all the higher rules of power. Most of my predictions have proven to be very accurate because I base many of them on astrology, and astrology never lies. Only the interpretation can prove to be a little off base. Evil has been let loose on the planet Earth, and we're going to be dragged through the hates before we get to the end of it and can reap the glory of the love. Some events can happen further down the road. Timing can be difficult because the event will occur when all the people and elements involved are ready for it. And that's called the best for all concern. You have to wait till everybody's ready, not just you. I made a video in the beginning of 2024 stating that neither Joe Biden nor Donald Trump would be on the election battle. In June of 2023, I had felt that Robert Kennedy Jr. would be our new president based on the voting casting and indecisive people. But that was not a channeled message. That was just a feeling that came over me one day. The August 19th full moon in Aquarius, which is next week, is a super moon. The Democratic Convention begins on that day. Now remember, Mercury is retrograde, and Kamala Harris chose her vice president during that time. The Democratic ticket will change unexpectedly at the convention in Chicago. There will be many surprising twists and turns leading up to the election in November as the truth rises to the surface, because authenticity is the key. Now, I have a lot to tell you about what's coming in the next few months, but we're going to stop and take our cosmic tip for the week, and then I'll come back and give you the info. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report. Week of August 12th through August 18th, 2024. The approaching square of Pisces and Saturn to Jupiter and Gemini can lead to critical questions about overly optimistic plans. The quality of time shifts significantly in the middle of the month. A strong field of tension is now building up, and we should not underestimate its power. During this time, there may be disruptions and upheavals, or both, on a large and small scale. In addition to an open mind and a sense of responsibility, it takes a good measure of determination and healthy authority to turn emerging impulses into successful and healthy courses of action. The danger of the times lies in narcissistic overconfidence, which can do much to damage now. You'll be able to get a lot of work done on Monday as long as you go it alone, because team projects could turn into a battle of egos. Tuesday and Wednesday are dominated by a quick session of squares and oppositions of the moon, which are disturbed by the explosive conjunction between Mars and Jupiter. Small spats could easily turn into a metaphorical nuclear war. This charge period begins with the conjunction of Mars and Jupiter in Gemini on Wednesday, August 14th. You may make quick decisions, perhaps too quick. Some people may not agree with them all. The mood could become nervous. Words could be sharp and loud. Somehow, there's a smirky glee, as if there is a thrill in the wasteful destruction and then watching it all burn into nothingness. It's important to focus on equal justice instead of perceived payback and getting even. If you can, burn off any excessive energy at the gym instead of taking it out on others or the world around you. Mercury retrograde moves back into Leo on Thursday the 15th. While the energy seems to bring a bit of peace and harmony, it would be easy to fall into a false sense of well-being. It may now be necessary to revisit a few decisions and agreements made in recent months, which could annoy some people. On Friday, August 16th, Mars in Gemini reaches the square with Saturn in Pisces. People will now draw boundaries and test them. On the same day, the sextile between Neptune in Pisces and Pluto in Aquarius becomes exact. Uranus joins a constellation with some orb, forming a trine to Pluto and a sextile to Neptune. Be sure you are clear-headed and fighting the good fight before picking up your pitchfork and torch. After a stressful week, good times return for the weekend. Such a harmonious aspect figure of the three spiritual planets is rare. It indicates a fundamental agreement in the collective mind and shapes the quality of time for the entire month of August and beyond. Saturday is an excellent time to do something fun and different and then socializing with friends in the evening. In the long term, the social processes that are now beginning could point the way out of the current crisis mode. Sunday is filled with romance and amorous possibilities. Be daring. Strike up a conversation with any charming potential suitor who may cross your path. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask your question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back. And I told you that tonight was call-in night. And the number to call is 888-627-6008. And we do have a caller. We have Pauline from New York. How are you doing tonight, Pauline?
I'm doing great. How about you? Are you healing nicely?
I really am.
Good.
What can I do for you tonight?
My question is, do you see me selling my apartment so I can move? And I don't know if I should ask any more questions. That's whatever you could tell me about that whole situation.
Pauline, you can always call me for a reading privately.
Okay.
Selling your apartment. More than likely you will, but not until next year.
Wow.
And do you have a place to go?
No, I just needed to sell some, get out of here. I don't know if I'm going to leave.
Pauline, you will not sell that apartment until you decide where you're going to go and start visualizing yourself in the new place.
Okay.
You have to work that out. Find out where you want to go and then visualize it, and that will help you sell where you are.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you for calling. Let's find out. So I do personal readings, and you can always call my 24-hour answering service, which is 201-934-8986. So I want to get back to what's coming this fall. It's going to be really crazy. And there will be so many changes and so many people will have undecided thoughts. So here we go. This is what I was told. I want everybody to start with the prayers because I would really not like to see this happen. A leader, after the election, is supposed to die in the middle of the night, and the country will go into chaos. I feel it will be from poison. It will not lead to a civil war, which was a relief to me, although many riots will occur. People will just stop following the rules of the federal government. There will be new groupings or tribes gathered in their states. And they will form their own governments. So the governor of each state is going to become like the president of each state. The states stop giving money to the federal government and vice versa. The states will withdraw or secede from the central federal government. They will develop their own money or exchange system in 2025 and 2026. Now, I know three states that this will be doing, but I don't know of all of them. I do know that there will be some states left for the United States. I'm not getting told about any specifics, but the three states that I heard was California, Texas, and Montana. At this point, because the universe doesn't predict timing, I feel Donald Trump will be elected but not sworn in. I was told by my guides that the universe does not want Kamala Harris stands for to become a part of America. And those were the exact words that I heard. A woman comes forward after this murder event to lead, and I sense that that will be Nikki Haley. Although I was not told that, I felt it right through my body. Our money system will remain intact over this period of time. However, down the road, I feel in the 2030s, there will be a one-world-wide money system coming out of the Vatican. I have sensed this for years, but that's a whole other subject that we'll talk about another night. To top it off, Justin Trudeau will find himself under investigation and will be removed from office in Canada, most likely in 2025. The euro dollar will disappear and sink into nothingness as the Europe countries take back their own money systems over a period of time. Because of all this turmoil, China will invade Taiwan. This energy began when Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan. That planted the seed for this invasion. She was up to something. I don't know the details, but that was the beginning. There will be the U.S. loss of financial power in the world. When the U.S. used the dollar as a weapon through sanctions, BRICS was created, and this whole other group, China, Russia, India, Brazil, and other countries. And now, for the first time, gas and oil is being sold with other currencies, not the U.S. dollar. And that has seriously eroded the power of the U.S. dollar. The new strong dollar that comes is India, the rupee. The only country left to really fight the Taiwan invasion is Japan. Although it has a very weak economic system and dollar value, Japan rallies out the world to go into Taiwan, which opens the door for a larger war, a world war, which is a challenge going into 2026. However, the U.S. will not be in this war. We will sit this one out. We are in the process of healing and rebuilding, and we have no central government. During this time, the supply chains will be very strained, like rationing or community sharing. Systems that used to work seamlessly on the food chain will break down. Workers don't show up. Either they couldn't get there, or the payment process has broken down. Truckers don't come to deliver the products to stores. This creates more of a reliance on local production. Communities will be working with each other, helping each other as we begin to get our needs met locally. Around April of 2025, we will have a 3-day of darkness with no computer communications or electric. This event will enable us to learn to use our natural telepathic abilities. The flash of light from the center of the universe should happen just before the 3 days of darkness. The flash of light around the world will open every living thing to a higher vibration of consciousness, including the trees, the plants, the animals, water, everything on the earth. The U.S. dollar will weaken and not be the one relied upon world trade. This began when Russia invaded Ukraine and sanctions were put on Russia about gas and oil. The earth will be going through her own healing as well. All over the world there has been anger, hate, revenge, darkness, and war. The earth reacts to this energy by disturbing land, by volcanic eruptions, and many ways, by natural earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, as her response regarding and regurgitating this energy of darkness. I do have a caller, so I am going to take the time out to talk to Nina from Ohio. Where in Ohio are you, Nina?
I'm in Brunswick, Ohio, Elizabeth.
Oh, you were born on my son's birthday, March 26th. 1961. Oh. You were born the same day.
Oh, my God.
My son was born March 26th, 1961. What a riot.
Wow, how ironic. That's so wonderful to hear. It's an Aries.
What can I do for you?
Well, I have one question, but I wanted to tell you about when I talked to you 3 weeks ago that I had that dream of my parents when you said to let go and meditate.
Yes.
And I had the dream of my parents, and they were renewing their vows, and they were holding hands and smiling and saying my name. It was wonderful.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
you're going to go to the higher level. That's where you want to go. You don't want to be in the lower level. That's
right. I woke up so feeling just comforted and at peace. It was a wonderful dream. It just felt so great when I woke up.
And you know why you got the dream? Because you asked for it. That's what I want people to hear. All you have to do is ask. You know, the angels are great and our guides are great, but they can't give us what we need until we ask for it. And once you ask for it, then it will be fulfilled. Thank you, Nina. Thank you for sharing that.
You're very welcome. Yeah, you're very welcome. And I just had a question about the job thing for me. If anything, which I've been looking at a different venue, but is there anything that's coming forth for the Aries?
Nina, you have to decide what you want for a job, and then you have to state it to the universe. Thank you, Spirit, for my wonderful new job. I'm going to say in aviation because that was my field. Thank you, Spirit, for my wonderful new job in aviation. I'm so thrilled to be working for such and such a company and such a salary. You have to start doing that. Yes, you have a chance. I'm seeing late September and October, and then there'll be possibly another change next April.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, thank you. I've been 14 years with the past company, and I feel like I'm ready for the change.
All right, good.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. Yeah, thank you for being you. I really appreciate you.
Keep in touch and let us know, okay?
I sure will, Elizabeth. You have a wonderful night.
Okay, so now we're going to go back to the predictions of what's coming this fall. You know, everybody is talking about the election and whether we'll have it or not. And I'm hoping that I'm making it clear about what could happen. We will begin to see the Earth responses this year to all of the hate and violence in 2025 and 2026 in detail, as well as over the next 10 to 25 years. I have been given a timeline of what and when these events will occur. I'm sharing this because the light workers need to be prepared and to understand what's really going on so they can hold the light and be there for others without fear. So here's what's coming to the Earth. The Earth is going to split from the bottom of the ocean completely without warning. A disruptive U.S. presidential election and the splitting apart of the United States, both land along with the states receding from the government control. the Ohio, Mississippi, and Missouri rivers come together, and Lake Michigan can empty out into Illinois. And this water divide splits the country in half, all the way down to New Orleans. The flash of light is coming from the center of the galaxy with the new information that I talked about. And it's coming from the center of the galaxy, not our sun. So I'm going to explain some more to you. Another thing I saw, and I told a friend who's a scientist about this, I saw Mexico City going down into the mud. The whole city all at once like a landslide. It was crazy. Very disturbing. I did not know that Mexico City was built on a lake. That's very interesting to me. And there's more. A separation will occur between the ocean. It's called a rift, and it'll be in the Indian Ocean between Indonesia and India. It could be shifting. It could be because of the shifting of plates, but I felt that it was a volcano deep down under the ocean. It is not a meteor that's hitting the Earth. It is coming from within the Earth, not outside of the Earth. Sun flares are more than likely along with a flash of light from the center of our galaxy. And this is going to happen sometime after April of 2025. Now, some people feel it will happen in 2026, and some people feel it may happen way later. The date I got was 2025, so I'll say between 2025 and 2026. The Earth is a living being and is going through her own healing. Although a flash of light will not be harmful to anyone, the opening up of the Earth Center does bring some peril. After the rift occurs, a heavy gaseous cloud comes up out of the ocean and travels onto land, going over to Turkey and the Middle East. When this is happening, everyone must remain inside. You can't say, I have to go over and get mother and bring her, or I've got to go see my brother. You have to stay inside. The cloud is poisonous. It contains the residue of all the anger and hate that has filled this planet. The Earth is performing her own healing. The Earth is healing and processing its anger, fear, and shame. And this rift tower moment, our ocean explosion, will be heard around the world. The incident happens. This will create associated tsunamis, lots of them. It's not the end of the Earth. It's not the end of the Earth type of an experience. It will not wipe out everything away. It will remain localized of sorts. People who lose their lives in this event knew that before coming to the planet. They agreed to come because it was such an important time to be here, and they will feel no pain, but will be lifted up into a higher state of consciousness and state of being. It's similar to the near-death experience people have experienced, where they leave their bodies before the car hits, or the plane crashes, or before they hit the ground, like in 9/11. It is crucial that we go through this era, this experience, and it will be up to 2 years. It is crucial that we stay in our love, that we go within constantly and focus on your heart. Now, I realize this is hard to hear and to learn about, and many of you may go into denial, and many of you may get mad at me, but I bring it to you so that you can prepare and be there for the thousands of others who will truly need you. Be the light, and in doing that, you will be a part of the bridge, the light brigade, to change the world. Remember your meditations every week, Sundays at 7:30 p.m., no matter where you are, as you join up with the hearts and souls of others all around the world. They are your new tribe of light workers, and they're there for strength, love, and support. You just have to give 15 minutes, and that's all it takes. And you will sense your invisible helpers, as well as be participating in the weekly meditation. You will feel the energy from everybody around the world. We're going to take a break now and have our break and our song, and I'll be back after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras, so it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'm making this extra recording about the need for protection in August because the energies are showing it can be a very dangerous time, especially the last 2 weeks of August. Mercury goes retrograde on Sunday, August 4th at 9 degrees Virgo and turns direct on Wednesday, August 28th at 27 degrees Leo. The astrological signs pertain to energetic danger, which can indicate a need for protection due to insecurity, community danger, or possible attacks. Interestingly, throughout the year, Mercury retrogrades from Earth sign to a fire sign, and this means it will be causing things to be out of control, much like a wildfire. As it shifts from Earth to fire, there is a sense of being smothered, which can indicate fires along with severe weather, as in hurricanes, cyclones, and heat. Too much heat that you can't breathe, not well. Also, poor air quality. Because of astrology, there is a threat of a major earthquake along the west coast of Japan. So let's pray that that doesn't happen. The new moon on August 4th occurs at 9 degrees. The new moon on August 4th occurs at 9 degrees Leo. Of course, the new moon is always in Leo this time of year, but it occurs in the ninth house of the U.S., indicating uncovering secrets, laying down the law, and possible corruption, along with financial concerns in the government. It wasn't a surprise to see President Biden stepping down from re-election when you look at the charts of the USA and Biden. I predicted this would happen more than a year ago. The new and full moons in August are in Leo and Aquarius, and they indicate a big change in the government for the U.S. Transiting Mars will conjunct President Biden's natal Saturn in his seventh house, the House of Partnerships. But the seventh house is also the house of open enemies, which can mean killer. This is a very difficult transit occurring in the seventh house, and it could even be health-related because diseases can be killer diseases. As for former President Trump, there are no threats to him with Uranus, Mars, and Jupiter in his 10th house of reputation and career, and he should get through these difficult times without incident. As transiting Jupiter nears his natal sun, his power will increase, and this happens around election time, early November. For everyone, be careful of the intense heat and air quality around you. If it's high or dangerous, I suggest you decide to stay inside and safe instead of chancing it. Nothing is more important to your health and physical balance. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you for listening to my Safety and Needs for Protection program. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
I try to think of some way to let my face become his. Would you like to hear about a dream I've had? You're the only one I've told this to. He shakes his head laughing, as if I know the trick you're hatching. But go ahead. Stitches with golden thread on a tapestry, the least figure, a playful audition. But nothing he works on is dull. I am part of the beauty.
That was William Vitalis and the song with Tapestry. And it's a song about the tapestry that we have around the world, where every single person is a thread in the tapestry. And when one thread is pulled out, then the tapestry collapses. It's a beautiful song. Well, let's get back to the events that are coming after the Lions game. When these events happen, be still, drop into your heart, and be in love. The way you remove yourself from the fear and chaos, you remove yourself and you wrap in the divine protection of love, service, and light. You are walking on the planet, but you are not in the world. You are in a high vibration, receiving strength and love from your invisible tribe, your angels, your guides, in the oneness. The flash of light is coming next April or thereabouts. The only way you can miss it is if you don't want to receive it, if you close yourself off to it. It's worldwide, and it will engulf the planet. Again, it's coming from the center of the universe. And I wouldn't be surprised if it came at nighttime, right through the moonlight. When the egg cracks, when the Indian Ocean opens up, it will be massive with lots of flooding as well as loss of life. You must have a way to clean your water, to purify it. Now, there's lots of kits out there that you can buy. You better have a couple in the house for yourself, especially those in Europe and Asia and the Middle East. Have some food stored, like beans, rice, and staples. When this natural disaster happens, it will stop the wars and become a huge first step to peace. That is why this is happening. The divine has to get our attention. It has to intercede. It has to wake us up. We have been brought to a state of exhaustion. And we have to be brought to a state of exhaustion where the powers that be cannot just pick up, whistle, and continue on. Then when we get to that state of exhaustion, we can begin to create a new world from a higher state of consciousness. We will be in our beginning. We will be in our new beginnings between 2026 and 2031. Now, 2031 is a very important time that we will be passing through. That's the year of the possible rapture that everybody's talking about. The Christians talk about the rapture all the time. Remember, we are a polarity planet. For all the love and healing that's going on, there will be as much hate and violence, leadership power struggles. The Lord may want to lift off the people who have so faithfully loved and served Him and who have lived by spiritual laws. Our alien neighbors cannot come actively onto this planet until we are ready to stop the wars and embrace peace. Then it will all become all about healing and raising our consciousness as high as we can endure. And then, once we absorb that level, to take on some more. This is called soul convergence. Soul convergence. And thousands of people have already begun their process of the soul conversions. You light workers are already opening up your new gifts: telepathy, psychic awareness, natural healing, healing yourself from within, and giving light healing sessions and opening up the spiritual chakras. That's your next step, to work with the spiritual chakras. I wrote the book. It's on Amazon.com. Working with the spiritual chakras. There are more people who will be in need than there are light workers. And the team that we all are together must expand. So many will come for help and healing. We will help, not because we're better or higher, but because we're in oneness. When you can help others, you help yourself. I will have more on this, and it is not being said to create fear. is being said so you know you're covered, you're protected, and you're safe. Remember, light workers, all of this is being orchestrated by the divine. We are all taking part in this. Remember the tapestry? Each one of us is a golden thread in the tapestry of life on the planet Earth. If you pull out a thread, the tapestry will collapse. That's what the oneness is. The point of all this is to untie the knots, to free up the points in history that have been so painful, to untie the patterns that have kept us from ascension. This has to happen, and it's not a gentle process. Open to the light, open to the love, and you will be supported and guided throughout this process. We will no longer be attached to our karma. We are opened up to the light. The communities will have people who have opened up to various degrees. It's all done by individual awareness and choice. As we ascend to a permanent light of higher state of consciousness, it's way closer than we think. I call it hyper-consciousness. All of our choices will be made in the moment. We will see other souls, and we will see their divine beauty. No more projecting fear and pain onto them. The solar storms are what matters. We're going to go through a time when there's no sun, just clouds. And we are going into an ice age. We're just starting it. We're coming into a colder, cloudier atmosphere. And I'm going to tell you something. Solar power will become impossible. I will have a lot more on this in the following weeks as we walk along the path through all of this turbulence to a place of love. We're done for tonight. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And I really appreciate your listening to all of this. Now it's time for our music. And we're going to have Imagine by John Lennon. Then we'll do the meditation. And we'll finish with Richard Shulman, Entering the Unknown. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week. Good night.
To kill.
take me to the stars tonight? Will you take me high and far tonight? Sweet moonlight, oh, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window. Will you take me to my dream? You carry me on your beams tonight, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window, oh, sweet moonlight, oh, take me to the stars.
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the almighty power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light, and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength. know your path and walk it as a son or daughter of God.